Good afternoon, everybody. We have a program with Rav Lightman. We is Giuseppe Negro from Italy, and Wim de Jong. I'm from Holland. Rav, thank you very much for making time for us.
Thank you.
And we want to share with you the vision, the things which are happening in Europe, and we want to. See whether there's any discrepancies. What you feel and see in Europe, we feel there is a lot of changes over half a year, a lot of things happened. We want to really come close to what you think, what you feel about Europe, how it should look. We have done just to sum up. There's European management. There is now teachers' courses, and we do campuses. We have a lot of group processes. We have a One Europe platform where everybody can share all the ideas and all the impressions of dissemination. So, which brings us closer to each other. Started with Jewish dissemination, have started the European Learning Center. So we feel that we made great progress in the last year. But this is our feeling. And from the morning lesson, what you say, it looks like we still have to do many more efforts, and it's not enough, or it's not the right ones. We're not putting our effort in the right place. So what is, according to you, the progress? Did we make any progress? What do you feel where we are? What is the situation right now? And what is the next step we have to make?
Unfortunately, I'm not so much in touch with the European groups. I have only contact with only a few people that are all in all in the European groups, like with you or Giuseppe and a few more. Particular friends, individual friends, but not with groups, maybe because lack of time, maybe because of the language, maybe for many other reasons, but what turns out is that I'm to blame for not having contact with them, and maybe it's possible that you're undergoing great changes, but I get a very distant impression from it. Distant and seems to me little. I really hope that after these congresses that we're having now in Mexico, in the US, and then in Russia, and in Romania, we will have time, and we will come to Europe, to different places, and also have a closer acquaintance there. On the other hand, I understand how hard it is to awaken people in Europe and to pull them to studying, to connection. It's not simple. Therefore, even a small success should really show itself as a big success. And this is something we have to take into account, yes.
Okay, we stay in the street to start the preparation for the Congress in America. So how can use this time until the American Congress for the European friends to prepare in the best way?
Today at 2 p.m. I also have a meeting with the organizers of the congresses in Mexico and in the U.S., and we're discussing it all the time. What exactly are we doing? What lessons? What yeshivot chavirim? What kind of different activities and exercises? How will we have our breaks in the afternoon and the evening? What kind of songs and other things and different activities? For all these things, we already have a schedule, a prepared schedule for all these things. And what lessons and what we're doing. I think that you should get this material, translate it, bring it to the internet so that everyone can see what is the topic of every lesson, lecture, yeshivat chavirim, workshop, and so on. When is this exactly going to happen? So it'll be translated, and so it'll be close to everyone, so everyone will be in the loop of what's happening, what's going on, what's going to happen. And besides, when I'll get the right materials, the suitable materials from Rabash, from Bala Sulam, according to the topics they've set, I will send it to you also, and we'll introduce it to everyone. So first of all, I think that we have to publicize the schedule, and also the materials which belong to the topic of the Congress.
Rav, I want to ask another thing. We feel in this time that when we lost only one day lesson, morning lesson, we feel go down, we go because the things are so fast and the light works so intensively. The Lithuanian group is good, is making a very good work about this, because he call the friends all of Europe, is organized to improve the importance of the lesson with video and many other things. What we can say, what you can say to the European friends not to to improve the importance of the morning lesson? In these times is very critical.
I think that our morning lesson integrates in it also a kind of a yeshivat chavirim, because you sit together, you discuss it, many groups together, instead of different other forms of... it's not just a lesson. And so it seems to me that we should see this time on the morning lesson as the time of our meeting, all of us. And I understand that it's especially hard if it's in Europe. There's up to 2 hours difference with Netherlands and Israel. 3 hours. So, of course, it's very hard.
With Israel, 1 hour. Sorry, I'm my head with Kazakhstan. One hour.
No, Kazakhstan, the woman.
Okay, Kazakhstan is clear. Okay, but still, it's early, and I don't know what to do about it. Maybe watch it afterwards in a recording. But this is something that you have to conclude about, to discuss amongst yourselves, but it's preferable to watch this lesson nonetheless with us, and to be a bit more involved on the lesson, ask more questions, and demand, write me, I wanted to ask this and that, and I wasn't, and we weren't permitted to ask, so I'll make sure that we'll be more representatives or representation of the questions of our friends from Europe. But it seems to me that the morning lesson, it integrates in it all of the different topics that we live, that is a part of our life, and it will become more and more and more important. Its importance will only go and grow.
You started to tell us before, it's best that we have one language in Europe that will unite us more. You mentioned it in the morning lesson that for the moment this is really a barrier between groups, between people, and you just mentioned, like, for yourself you have that that barrier a little bit. There is a central group in Europe. They speak English, and we feel very connected with each other. But there's also a number, especially in Italy, in Spain, who do not speak English. We've offered language courses, as you also suggested. There's not real lack for that. But how can we create the bridges between the people who are connected in the inner circle who speak English with everybody? So with also the friends who lack the language skills.
But there is translation into English of the morning lessons, and it's a good translation, right?
It's very good, yeah.
So you have to publicize it a bit more, that even though that a person listened to the lesson in his mother tongue, it's good that he also listens to it in English, so he'll be a bit more ready to connect with other people and to be a bit more not locked within his own country. Still, the younger generation in Europe use English more than the elder generation, and I hope that this way we will move on into a state where English will nonetheless be the language that we will talk on our lesson more than all other languages. And that's how we will be able to come out of Babylon a bit, the language problem. This is what I think. But to get rid of the translation into many languages and reach one language, it could be really beneficial. All in all, the words that we use, it's not that much of a problem because the language, it's pretty limited, narrow, during the lessons and also on the Yeshivot Chaverim. It's not many words.
So maybe we should start a basic English course on Kabbalah words.
Can.
Yeah. I think that could really help.
Yeah, I want to ask another thing, dear Rav. In Europe, we are observing the Noi movement. Noi movement is in Italy is an integral movement, like Arvut movement here. And since many years, and they did amazing dissemination to the 99%. Tuesday, they have a important event in Rome because they meet the Jewish community, and this community they present our project for this community, because in September there is a big event in all Europe that is about the dissemination of Jewish culture. And that take place in the main city of all Europe. If tomorrow our friend have success in this introduction, maybe it can be an open door for the main city in Europe. We want to be this European action. How can, what you recommend to our friends in this meeting?
I don't know. I'm disoriented. I don't know my way around about the conditions there, that I'm afraid to open my mouth and say something. I can only say that dissemination to Jews in Europe, with respect to dissemination, disseminated to Jews in Europe, we needn't calculate how much do we disseminate to them, do we succeed or not. Our success is in the extent to which we receive their reshimot. That we receive the reshimot. To the extent to which I work with them, that I want to pass something on to them from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the meaning of life, about the meaning of life, about the role of the people of Israel, and so on, it's actually, and our friends in Russia, they already started understanding it. I actually needed, in order for me to be impressed by them, to take from them the reshimot which they have. Because, all in all, from the connection between us, I perceive reshimot from them with which I can further ascend. You have to feel how much the connection with the Jews, that by as if you wanting to pass on our agenda to them, the obligation of the people of Israel as those that promote humanity and so on, when you tell it to them, you actually grasp from them additional reshimot, which will help us ascend and rise. And this is actually the most preferable result for us. And they themselves, however they advance, they will. The main thing is to see that. And that's how it is everywhere. Yes.
Giuseppe also means to add a bit, it's now in Italy, but we want to see it. We want to see it as a whole European action. So how can we connect on this? It can be a great breakthrough. And I, as you explained, the result is not that important. But the result could be that this is the Limut organization,
uh-huh.
And it's everywhere in Europe. So we could, if it's like successful, we could be successful that every one of us in Europe could go out to this organization and do the dissemination and get the reshimot. So how can we behind it support it with everybody who's just watching now the show?
I think that it's a very big, it's an international organization, Limud. We know it, we work with it also in the US and in Russia. Our groups, our friends in these countries work with it. And we have to present them with our materials. At first, it's more about connection without the wisdom of Kabbalah, and later on a bit more, they already know it, nonetheless. Main thing for them is that people from the outside come and want to be together with them and want to come closer to them. For them, this is already a very good sign, because there are not that many people that want to get close to them. And therefore, your teaching that you know about the role of the people of Israel in the past and about the wisdom of Kabbalah, it explains the correction of the world. These are things that they have to know. And I think that you will find a connection to them. It's very important. To the extent to which we will connect to these audiences, to this extent, on the inside, we'll feel that we have some additional reshimot to rise upwards with in our progress.
Next question we have is, we're building a lot of structures in Europe with the help of the European Department, Moshe and his team, and we're very happy about this. It's for dissemination socially, to facilitate, to be able to unite with each other. And but as you want to feel us, there's a big lack in Europe. We also want it, but it's still not, it's not there. We don't have to make this a secret. But where do we get this desire from, Rav? We want to know that. There's a lot of great friends who want, but to get everybody on the same page and move in the same direction, how do we do that?
Uh,
There are several factors here. First of all, yeshivot chaverim. Gathering of friends meetings, and try and not to turn them into something of a routine, but so that we'll talk about new materials, and so it won't become routine, so that we will be able to awaken each other such that each one will try to find advancement in our connection, the need for a connection. We're now entering a stage where, according to the materials which we're studying, it's the same old material, but the more we can dig into it, I feel that still there is an advancement, that the groups are advanced groups. And suppose, like, we started talking about faith, something that previously we didn't talk about. And even in the past week, even on today's lesson, there is already some kind of a reason to delve into it. Yesterday, the day before, we talked about incarnations a bit more deeply. I think that tomorrow maybe I'll be able to talk about it a bit more. What is that exactly? How can a person examine himself? Which incarnations is he undergoing? What's incarnating in him? And but it's very important that a person does not miss the lesson. Sometimes, okay, maybe it's not that bad. He came to 2-3 lessons that week, but sometimes he loses a part of the general theme, and then he barely understands what we're talking about. We are getting into a teaching which is becoming tighter, which is becoming more interconnected, more complex. And this complexity, it also gives a person the spirit of the things, the relation towards things, because on the teaching we learn also how to disseminate and how to connect between us and how to do many other things. And the morning lesson, it is becoming included of the intention and our connection and the tense and the dissemination and everything. Everything's there inside it. And therefore, it is worthwhile that the people that are with us on the morning lesson, so they will be also on all these different activities, because then they will understand us, they will understand what we're talking about, and why are we giving or doing this lesson the way we are. Besides, we will be really happy if friends from Europe could come to us for a week, 2 weeks, for some time, to participate with us on our different actions, activities, in the studying, in the dissemination, and everything that we're doing. We'll be really happy. They should write us, and we'll be happy to accept them.
We have time for another question. In the beginning, you said that in Europe also a little success is important for our advancement. You can give your vision of Europe, what is your desire for Europe, and so we can help the friends all together to stay in this track in some way.
Unfortunately, we see that Europe is not headed in direction of unity like we previously thought 20, 30 years ago. That Europe actually wanted to unite, but from this mutual market, what we got is a market, but not a common mutual market. And therefore, I think that there will be severe situations. I don't have a lot of hope that they will find the right way to get out of it. Their goal is to blur the situation, especially that, and to somehow even distance from one another to return to the state like it was before, but in a way that as if it's not happening, meaning to once again bring themselves into separated countries, because they see how the integration is actually not working. And so, I think that our connection and that our work in connection will be much more demanded, conspicuous, clear, and we should use the media as much as we can here and there to work with the material about the connection, without any about connection, but not connected to Bnei Baruch or Kabbalah or Israel, to work with these materials, to edit them, and to try and put it on the internet, which is open to everyone. We should achieve this kind of a dissemination that connection is the future of humanity and that it is worthwhile for us to aim ourselves toward that instead of reaching that very same connection but after very hard and unpleasant periods. And I hope that we will work together and succeed. Thank you very much. And we'll talk. We'll see each other. There are congresses. And besides, what I wanted to say, we have a congress in Romania. This is the place chosen by the friends in Europe as the best possible place for the Congress. So maybe we have to set things toward that right now already for all of us to meet there. Thank you very much.